Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Oh, baby, we made it! Oh, college football's back! Oh, man, it has... I've been waiting... Like, I had moments today that I was like, oh, shit, we got football tonight, you know? So I'm ready. I am absolutely ready. I was telling Mike, I got all the TV set up in here finally. So I am ready for some SEC football, baby.
Yeah, I think it's the first time you showed up early for a podcast this year. So I knew something special was going on.
I even tried. I was like, let's move the show up, you know?
Well, hey, Shane, the only thing that makes college football a little bit better.
What's that?
Wagering on college football. Shout out MyBookie, presenting sponsor of the show. Shane, go over to the online sports book, MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the exact website. Put in that promo code SEC. When you put in your initial deposit, Shane, they're willing to cover your first wager up to $500. So if you win, you get to you can take that money out, do a withdrawal. It's your money forever. If you lose, whatever you lose, they'll give it right back to you. Again, up to $500 with that promo code SEC over at MyBookie. Go throw your $500 on Mizzou. You can't lose tonight. You know what?
That's my kind of bet, you know? It's like, you can get all your money back. Absolutely, I'm going to play that. And then play with house money moving forward. Because when you get it right, after you listen to my picks, you're going to get it right. Then you can play with house money the rest of the way. So I appreciate the cousins that have already jumped on there using that promo code SEC.
You know what I'm going to do with my winnings, Shane?
What you going to do?
Buy me some Tennessee Legends, yeah.
Come on now. Absolutely.
Yeah, oh. No better way to celebrate than toasting back with some Tennessee Legend. Get you some of that Tennessee whiskey, that fine whiskey, Shane. Kick back, watch football all weekend long. No responsibilities. That's what I'm talking about. You know what?
Absolutely, man. And I'm telling you right now, we've got the green light to send a couple $100 gift cards to the Tennessee Legend Distillery, to the cousins. We're going to do two of them on tonight's show. We're going to do one of them tomorrow on SEC Hangover as we break down the Mizzou game. But I'm looking forward to the interaction. You ain't got to, it's not going to just go to a donation. We get a funny comment on there. One of the cousins are going to get that. And if you would like one here in East Tennessee, just remember Saturday at the Sevierville location between noon and 3:30, they're going to have a fundraiser for a family member there. And it's going to, I'll tell you what, you go in there, the first five cousins that mentioned SEC podcast, guess what you're going to get? $100 to spend there at Tennessee Legend Distillery. So appreciate the cousins reaching out, and let's have some fun, man. Let's have a blast.
Well, speaking of cousins,
yes,
that are a lot of fun, shout out the legend, J.R. Shane. He's back. He's done it again. Shout out J.R.
Legend. Cousin J.R. has done it again.
And again, we're going to feature JR selections here, Shane.
Yeah.
He's the first cousin that's going to be featured. We don't have a week two cousin yet. You know, let us know if you'd be interested in that. We actually do have a week three. It's going to be Liquid. He said he didn't want week two. He wants week three. So we're still looking for week two, but we'll get to that. We got a shout out. Bubba, Shane, JR gifted to Bubba. Bubba, welcome,
to the family.
We appreciate you, as well as we also appreciate the legend, another legend, Shane, Steven Up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Thank you, Stephen. He has gifted a membership to Christopher Hamilton. Christopher, welcome.
Welcome to the family.
We appreciate you. Stephen Up, thank you so much. And Dakota, coming through. He's fired up. Shane for the Missouri Tigers. He gifted five memberships. Cousin Dakota, what a legend. What a legend you are, Dakota.
And I've got the cousins here. We got Tyler, Ott, Bo, Fazzy Wazzy, and Michael Ward, welcome to the family.
Thank you. cousin Dakota. We appreciate you, buddy.
They're pumped up. Man, did you see Drake? Drake's down there on the football field. He's smart as a tack. He is sharp as a tack, man. I tell you what, he's got something up his sleeve. I think we're going to have an exciting football game with him, IZ.
Oh, yeah. And we got one on Friday, too, Shane. Don't forget, we're going to be doing a watch-along. Yes. War Damn Ohio's, he's going to be down there. Shane, he gave us 10 bucks. This cousin will be in Waco for Auburn-Baylor. Will cousin Mike choose you to win? Stay tuned for you. War Damn Ohio, and we'll get to it here in just a second. Shout out VFL Smokey, Shane. He just gifted a membership. Good night.
To M. Clay 25. M. Clay, welcome to the family.
Man, these cousins.
They're fired up. They're fired. Even Mississippi State over here. Look at here. Cameron Williams.
We made it, boys.
We made it.
Had a long off season. Pop the top and light the grill.
Let's do it. What are we grilling? Are you grilling anything Saturday? What are you doing? You door dashing something? What's going on?
I was really hoping you didn't ask because I'm like too embarrassed to say what I do over here, but.
Okay. Well, we don't have to. I think I'm going easy, man, because there's so many games. You can't really come away from the TV. I love barbecue. And I love grilling and stuff like that. But with so much action coming Saturday, I think I'm just going to pizza. It seems like a pizza day.
Well, I mean, the key to losing weight, Shane, is just not eating anything that's good.
Yeah.
At least tasting good. So that's why I don't want to talk about what I'm eating.
Don't you say salad. Nobody, season opener. That's why you're not invited over here, cousin Mike.
Damn it. All right. Hey, one last thing, Shane.
Yes. Well,
actually, two things before we get into the picks.
Yes.
Back again for another season, fifth season in a row. Prize Picks. Head on over to Prize Picks. Maybe you don't want to wager on the games, you know, the spreads, the over-unders, all that. You can do daily fantasy sports over at Prize Picks with that promo code. Same promo code. They're making it easy. SEC. You play 5, you get 50. And all this is daily fantasy. So they have player projections, and you select more than or less than based on the projection for the game. And, man, I can't pick a game to save my life, but I can pick a prize pick.
Yes,
so
you can.
I got a couple here I think you're really going to like, Shane. And I know you're going to like this one. Starting with Tennessee running back Deshaun Bishop, Shane. This is the next generation of great Tennessee Vol running back.
Yeah.
Rushing and receiving. So you get to combine these. It doesn't matter if he rushes or receives, however he does. Total yardage. For Deshaun Bishop, I like the more than 63.5 total yards for Tennessee starting running back against Syracuse. That's a given, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm glad you're on board with that. How about this? For old Wardam here, who was asking us about Auburn, I got one I'm eyeing for the Auburn Tigers, Shane. How about Auburn receiver Malcolm Simmons more than 27.5 receiving yards. You know, everybody's enamored with Cam Coleman, as they should be. They got the new toy, Eric Singleton.
Yeah.
But he's a little limited, according to those in camp. So I think Malcolm Simmons, again, if he gets to 28 yards, you're a winner with Prize Picks. So I like Malcolm Simmons. How about this one, Shane? Talk about Hail State. Shout out cousin Cam there. Mississippi State's Blake Shapen. More than 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Against Southern Miss. I love that one. And then one more, Shane. Oh, buddy. Oh, Arch. Buddy. I can't wait to pick his game, Shane. But here's the deal with Arch. It's more than or less than 236.5 passing yards.
Yes.
Give me the less than.
Oh.
And before you freak out, before you and the Longhorns, I already see it in the comments. You know, deal with you. You hate Texas. You son of a bitch. This is game one.
Yeah.
This is on the road, obviously. Defending national champions. His first game as the true starting quarterback. I think Arch is going to be very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to win the damn Heisman on Saturday? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think they're going to ask him to be that. I think this is going to be a defensive game. I think they're going to rely on the ground game. He'll get over 200 yards. Will he get to 237 passing? I'm gonna lean no. I'm doing the less than for Arch because I think it's juiced, Shane, because of all the hype, because of all the speculation. If this was week eight, I'm smashing the more than. This is week one. I'm playing it a little cautious here with old Arch. Does that at least make sense?
It makes sense. It makes sense. But here's a comment I like from TC Gamecock. Bowl take Arch Manning will win back-to-back Heismans in the same season. So, hey, brother, real quick, want to give a shout-out. Oh, Scott Ball with Gifted, a podcast membership. This one's going to Terry Hale. Terry, welcome to the family. Appreciate you, cuz. Yes, we are going to be drinking Long Islands all day. We're going to be drinking cold beers. I cannot wait for that. Cousin 11 months, Mo. Drinking bourbon and beer for the opener. Come on, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
You know what else I'm talking about, Shane?
What are you talking about?
Our buddy James Bryant. Yeah. Meteorologist James Bryant. He's back for another season. He's got us the latest weather update for all these games. And we want to give a special shout out to James. Thank you for all the hard work. And he's upped his game, Shane. He's putting in graphics now.
Oh, shit.
He's got layouts. He's doing all the work. Give him a follow on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. KATV James is how you find him on Twitter. Or maybe you're a Facebooker.
Yeah.
Meteorologist James Bryant. Shane, I don't know if you recall last year. He's like, I believe he had a lot, 40,000 Facebook followers.
Yeah.
He's got over 110,000.
Damn.
He's more popular than we are.
we're going to be on his show for a long.
So let's kick it over to him to give us the weather. I mean, it's beautiful weather out there.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, just, you know, if you pay attention, Shane, sometimes this can skew a pick here or there. So shout out James for the weather report, and then we'll make our predictions for the games.
Well, greetings from Arkansas. I'm meteorologist James Bryant. I'm so happy to be back on that SEC podcast. Shane, Mike, it's great to be back. We've got a great opening weekend forecast for most of us. Here in Arkansas, I've just got work to do. We've got a baby due in the next couple of days, but of course I've got time to give the latest on what's expected for weather this weekend. Let's start in Columbia, Missouri. My hometown team from Conway, UCA, Central Arkansas, headed up to Missouri tonight. That's the Thursday night game. We're expecting 70s during this game, and it is going to be a really nice game, just perfect. Let's move on to Auburn, the big game Friday. It's going to be a lot warmer there in North Texas. This is just south of Dallas and Waco. 89 at kickoff. It will be humid. And there is the chance for scattered thunderstorms. We cannot rule out a lightning delay. All right, let's look at the games that we've got going on Saturday. We'll group them by region and by time. And, of course, we're going to start with the 11 a.m. time slot. Depending on where you're at, you could end up with really great weather on Saturday, or you could end up with the chance for thunderstorms. Let's start with the game of the weekend. Texas at Ohio State, 68 degrees at kickoff. Expecting lots of sunshine, and highs will peak in the 70s during the game. You can't beat that. Next up, down in Lexington, Toledo at Kentucky, 11:45 a.m. Central, 12:45 Eastern. It'll be 70 at kickoff, 80 by the end of the game. Only expecting a few clouds. It will be very, very nice. Down the road in Atlanta, it's Syracuse in Tennessee. It's not really a big deal as far as weather is concerned because the game is inside, but the high will be 80 degrees. Scattered storms are expected in the Atlanta area. And down in southern Mississippi, where Mississippi State goes on the road, morning storms are expected in Hattiesburg, though temperatures will get up into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees, and that chance of rain hopefully will go down during the game. All right, next up, well, let's look at that mid-afternoon time slot. This is a time slot where I think you really need to pay attention because that Alabama-Florida State game has a legitimate possibility for a rain delay. The best chances of rain this weekend are along the Gulf Coast. Of course, Tallahassee down there. I think the temperatures during that game will be in the 80s. It'll be humid, but the thunderstorm chances are about 70%, so legitimate chance for rain there. Up the road in Athens, it's Marshall at Georgia, mid to upper 70s kickoff. Can't rule out thunderstorms there, though the chance is lower than areas further south. It's about a 40% chance of rain. Hey, back to the western side of the SEC, Arkansas will host Alabama A&M. at 3:15 Central Time. Now, the humidity is not too bad. It'll be the best weekend we've had in Fayetteville, September or August weekend for football in Fayetteville in a long time. Humidity's not too bad. It'll be 81 degrees and sunny in Fayetteville. At 5 o'clock Central, Illinois State will take on Oklahoma, and it'll be 79 at kickoff in Norman. There's the small chance of a shower, but it doesn't look like a huge issue. Back to the Eastern time zone, 7 o'clock Eastern, Long Island at Florida. It will be 77 and humid, and is typically the case this time of year. There will be scattered thunderstorm chances. Those chances do drop after sunset. Now to the night game slate. A lot of good matchups in this slate. Of course, we'll get to LSU-Clemson in just a minute, but we'll start at the 6 p.m. Central game, UTSA at A&M. It'll be 88 at kickoff, humid, one of the warmer locations in the Southeastern Conference this weekend. A thunderstorm chance in College Station is about 40%. Next up, Charleston Southern at Vandy, Nashville. It's going to be nice. 87 at kickoff. It'll be warm. The humidity, though, looks low, and we're only expecting a few clouds. One of the other biggest games of the weekend, still in the SEC footprint, is LSU at Clemson, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. We are expecting really good weather. 74 at kickoff, 70 by the end of the game, 20% chance of rain. The humidity is there, but it is not terrible, not as humid as areas further towards the south. Now for Georgia Southern at Ole Miss in Oxford, it'll be 78 at kickoff. This is a 6:45 p.m. Central kickoff, 78 degrees, low humidity, and 70 degrees by the end of the game. Great to be back for another season of SEC football. There's probably going to be a few weather issues around the conference this weekend, but a lot of us have some great weather. So have fun tailgating. Have fun going to games. Football season is back.
Well, who didn't have great weather is Cousin James there. I don't know if you can tell the freaking monsoon behind him. And like he said, they're clearing out a room. They've got his second child on the way. So he's got a lot going on over there. So just one of the special thanks to Cousin James.
Absolutely.
For the updated forecast. And man, it looks like it's going to be beautiful for most of the games this weekend. You know what?
Oh, brother, it's perfect. It is absolutely perfect. I went out there today doing nine holes on the golf course, and I was like, this is absolutely perfect. It was 75 degrees, something like that. Little breeze, not too bad. Sun's out. It's ready. Well, I'm ready. We're ready. All ready for college football.
All right. Well, let's see how ready you are, Shane. For tonight, Mizzou hosting Central Arkansas, Missouri, 39-point favorite, Shane, over under 53.5. Game kicks off here in a little over 45 minutes here. So SEC Network, how bad's Mizzou whipping that ass?
Well, they're going to whoop some ass tonight, right? And I feel like we are going to put an end to quarterback controversy. I feel like there's a real reason we're rolling with Bo first. I feel like at the end of this game, you're going to say, you know what, Sam did great in the second half, but this is Bo's football team. That's what I predict to happen. It's going to be nice to see Hardy. Hardy's an absolute beast. People don't know him. Outside of Mizzou, people don't know him. They're going to start learning the name. They may not tonight because not too many people are going to be watching Central Arkansas. But I tell you right now, Mizzou is going to kick some ass. So give me a big one here. I feel like Mizzou's going to have 59. Central Arkansas gets a field goal. Give me 3.
Okay. Close one. All right. So that ought to be fun. Yeah, I mean, I see why you'd say that, but the fact that, you know, we got a retooled offensive line. Mm-hmm. The fact that we currently, I don't know if we do or not, but we allegedly have a quarterback competition. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. I wouldn't say that scares me, but that scares me to confidently say Missouri is going to win 59 points. I think they keep it vanilla because they don't want to tip off Kansas too much of what they're doing because of the importance of that game. So, yes, of course, I don't want to waste time, Shane. Missouri's winning. They're winning big. Give me Mizzou 45. Give me Central Arkansas 3. Yeah. So a 42-point win. I think we might have a running clock in the second half.
Yeah, I think so, too. You're worried about backup quarterback? Well, we're going to have, like, the third-string running back in there in the third quarter, too.
All right, how about Arkansas? Shane, Alabama, A&M at Arkansas, Saturday, 4:15 Eastern on SEC Network. No spread or over-under that I have for this, but what do you think the score will be?
This one here, not going to be close. I you're going to pick up a theme for some of these football games. You're going to walk away from this one thinking Bobby P is the next great head coach somewhere, just because somebody's going to get the credit. I think Taylen Green's going to come out here. He's going to leave soon. We're going to try to keep him healthy. But, yeah, second half, wouldn't be surprised if they just score 14 points in the second half because they're playing so damn conservative. But this one, I've got 42. I've got A&M 7.
Ooh. I thought it was Texas A&M for a second when you said that. Hey, shout out Josh Weaver, Shane Cousin Josh. Woo damn. He says they're expecting their first child this weekend, and he's going to have the game on in the hospital. So shout out Josh. Congrats. And hopefully, I mean, it ain't going to be much of a hope, but hopefully you get to enjoy a win on Saturday because the Razorbacks are back, baby. Give me Arkansas, Shane. Remember, last year they smashed peanut butter. I don't know if you remember that. I think it's going to be something similar. Give me Arkansas 63, Alabama A&M 6. I think they'll get a couple field goals on the board here, but I'm just so excited to watch Taylen Green and this Bobby Petrino offense.
Yes.
And this new running back, Mike Washington. I think Arkansas is going to go up and down the damn field on them. So, yeah, 63-6, final score.
Yeah, not even close.
Okay, well, speaking of not even close, Shane, Florida hosting Long Island Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, ESPN+. I don't have a spread here. I don't have an over-under. It don't matter because old Billy and the boys are taking them behind the woodshed.
Over under 5 Long Island iced teas in this one for the theme of the day, right? No, this one's going to be a good game because, you know, I mean, it's going to be good to see DJ out there, right? I feel like there is a little bit of a storyline here. See what this offense looks like. See what this defense looks like. I mean, this is obviously not going to be a football game, but You know how Billy likes to play things. So there's going to be parts of it. You're going to be a little frustrated. So I don't have a blowout per se, but I've got Florida winning 38-6. And it's not even, I mean, it's at hand.
You just picking the first half or the first quarter, Shane? I mean, come on. Your hatred for Florida is like borderline insane right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a game where they push the envelope. I know Billy don't like to run up the score. He likes to ground and pound. And hell, they could take a knee on first down every drive, and I think they're going to score more than 38, Shane. So I think this game is all about getting DJ Lagway acclimated to these new weapons that he's got to work with.
Yeah.
As hell, apparently he's not practiced till about a week ago. So I look for them to try to pile it on here. Give me Florida 58, Long Island 0. First shutout of the weekend in the SEC. I think Florida's taking them behind the woodshed and proving Shane the hater wrong.
Liquid asks, is there any way to moot just Shane?
All right, how about this one, Shane? Another laugher here. Oklahoma hosting Illinois State Saturday night, 6 o'clock Eastern, ESPN+. No spread, no over-under, at least that I saw. How bad is Oklahoma going to whoop that ass?
Pretty damn bad. I'll go ahead and throw the score out there, 56-10. And I'm telling you, the Mateer lovers, they're going to be out here in droves because there's going to be two or three drives. You're going to think he is just the next great quarterback, next great Heisman, you know. So, yeah, this is Baker Mayfield 2.0 coming through. So I'm expecting a big game for them.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you might be right, Shane. You might be right. I feel like I've swung you back the other side on Oklahoma. But again, this is another one. I mean, maybe I'm just being a little crazy here, Shane. But these teams that have huge week two opponents,
yeah,
I think they hold back a little bit this weekend because you just don't want to reveal too much. I think this one, this is about seeing how quickly Oklahoma, their offense works and just being smooth with it, but not getting too complex. Because I really think they're gonna keep their cards close to the vest, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I would almost be embarrassed, Shane, if Illinois State scores on Oklahoma. But I think when they are down to their third string, I think Illinois State might get a field goal. Give me Oklahoma 48, Illinois State 3, 45-point win.
Well, I think 56 is playing conservative. You know, I feel like they just can't, they won't be able to stop them. So,
Right. And they may even, like, because of last year was so bad on offense.
Yeah.
They might be like, you know what? Let's try to score 60, 70 just to prove people it's a different year. You know what?
Absolutely.
All right. Shout out Vanderbilt, Shane, hosting Charleston Southern Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, ESPN Plus. How bad Diego and the boys going to beat the Pirates?
You know, there's always going to be that one game that you're like, wait a minute, they're playing an SEC opponent. This is it, right? No, I'm just kidding. I got Vanderbilt winning very comfortably. Don't be surprised if Charleston don't get a score or two there at the end. But I got Vandy 49, Charleston Southern 20.
Ooh. See, I thought you'd go more like, yeah, so this is what I did, Shane. I mean, would I love to see it? Certainly. Yeah. The score you just predicted? I'm saying Vanderbilt 33, Charleston Southern 7. So I just think it's a low scoring. I think it's, you know, limit possessions. Even against these jokers, yeah. Vanderbilt's going to chew up the clock, not try to pile it on. They're going to try to limit just the entire game. Hits on Diego. I think that's a smart play. Again, you're holding it back, I think, for Virginia Tech coming up here soon. So Vanderbilt wins comfortably. But I don't think they're scoring a ton of points. I could be wrong.
Probably are.
Yeah. How about Georgia, Shane? Another laugher here. Georgia hosting Marshall. Marshall, underdog by 38.5 points. Over-unders 55.5. Saturday, 3:30 Eastern on ESPN.
Oh, and we got to hear how the herd actually left the school, you know. you know, that was one of the questions that they asked Kirby this week was like, is there an advantage to having a brand new football team? So, yeah, Georgia is not going to have any problem with this squad. But I do think that there's some things that we're going to try to work out here, mainly competitive depth, mainly finding out what we have. It may not be just, you know, with Gunner, but it may be with the running backs. It may be with the offensive line. I'm expecting this more as a glorified scrimmage, if you will. Again, at hand, this ball game will not be close at all. And but I do think that what's the spread on this thing? It's
I got it 38.5.
Yeah, I still think that's a little too rich for my blood. Kirby's not going to do that. So give me Georgia 42, Marshall 7.
Ooh.
They get that one score to screw up your money line.
You know, there's one thing that I was thinking about all week with Georgia, Shane.
Yeah.
And to the best of my recollection, Georgia has played, I think, almost every year under Kirby, like a big-time week one game.
Yeah.
Whether it be a Clemson, Oregon, even that first year, I can't remember the team. I think it was like North Carolina or something. But, there's always that big game. And I think Kirby likes that big game to get his guys locked in. And they always come out. They always whoop some ass. I don't think it's going to like necessarily hurt this team. But I wonder if it's any different knowing you got Marshall. Coming to town. You know what I mean? It's just completely night and day. So I wonder if Georgia struggles is not the right word, but I wonder if the focus is there just based on the fact they don't have one of these elite openers like they have in years past.
Yeah.
But I'm so concerned, Shane. Final score, Georgia 52, Marshall 0. I ain't that concerned, but that's the only thing holding me back. I want to see Georgia just run the ball. We got to get back to being dominant, running the football. I would be stunned, Shane, stunned if Marshall scores in this football game, given the turnover that they've had on their roster. The only doubt is maybe getting a 50 because Kirby yeah. will probably take his foot off the gas and probably get some of the kids some playing time. You know?
Yeah. And that I like as JR said, Marshall been talking smack about shocking Georgia, so I think we roll big.
I hope 52-0 is big enough. All right, how about Ole Miss, Shane, hosting Georgia State? Now this is another one where Ole Miss massive favorite, as they should be. 34.5 point favorites are the Rebels, over under 59.5. This is a night game, 7:45 Eastern on SEC Network. How about it, Shane?
Mike, you know, thing I like about Lane Kiffin is he's a marketer, right? Mm-hmm. If they ain't talking about him, give them some reason to talk about him. Yeah. I feel like this one, I mean, I can't lock it down. You know, I can't do that because there's not a spread on it. But I feel like this is a classic Lane Kiffin move here. Let's try to get to 100. You know, not saying that they're going to, but let's give them something to talk about. They're not talking about my quarterback. They're saying the defense isn't as good as last year. Brother, I know Georgia State, I've had some nightmares with this one. I'm not worried about Lane Kiffin failing to this one. So give me Ole Miss, big, 63, Georgia State, 0.
Well, we got a spread here, 34.5. You could lock it down if you want. I mean, hell, this looks like you're doubling the spread.
I've already got a lock in, but okay. I don't want to waste it on a Georgia State ass whooping, but this is a good bet to put money on.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Shay, but Georgia State, they beat Vanderbilt last year.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. But it was at Georgia State. They had home field advantage, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
They kept showing the same five fans over there.
They've also got 67 new players on their roster. I mean, that's insanity. Yeah. They call Kiffin the Portal King, and maybe they ought to call Georgia State the Portal King with damn near 70 transfers. What is Austin Simmons going to look like? I don't think we're really going to figure it out against freaking Georgia State. But I want to see him come out here. I want to see him flying and gunslinging this damn football. I obviously think Ole Miss is going to roll in this one. The fact that Lane Kiffin's got to manufacture talking points and discuss about how good Georgia State is and all the SEC teams they've beaten, I think that'll be enough to keep them Rebs focused this weekend. So I don't like them as big as you. I actually like Georgia State, Shane, to cover, but only because it's 34.5. Give me Ole Miss 45. Give me Georgia State 13. So I got it like a 2-point cover.
Mm-mm-mm. Free money right here. Promo code SEC.
All right, how about this one, Shane? Will this be free money? Texas A&M hosting UTSA. Aggies favored by 23.5 points, over under 56.5. Saturday night, 7:00 Eastern, ESPN. How about that? I don't know if you know this, Shane, UTSA.
Yeah.
All 11 starters back on offense, 0 starters back on defense. So, oof.
I always think of airports when we talk about UTSA. But, hey, I'll tell you, this is going to be a good game for some of that new offense, right? Texas A&M, they don't want to go 8-4. They don't want to be the joke anymore. I feel like a strong start is important, and I think that's what Marcel Reed has. This is one that I feel like starters are going to be kind of making their exit late third quarter especially. But this game is at hand pretty quick, and a lot of that's going to be because Marcel Reed. I think I feel like this is going to be a game where you're like, shit, why haven't we been talking more about this kid? Give me A&M 42, UTSA 17. I would say over 250 yards rushing in this game combined for Texas A&M.
Yeah. You're talking first half?
Yeah, a lot. It's going to be a lot. Yeah. They may have 300-yard runners here.
Any concern, though, that, it always seems like there's one of these teams, Shane, where it's like year two, and we're like, oh, we're turning around. We're going, and then there's like a sneaky good game here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it'll be this game, but you know, maybe if it wasn't Saturday night, Kyle Field, like if it was an 11 a.m., we have seen A&M in this spot many times in an early game.
Yeah.
Appalachian State, you know, shit like that. We're like, they're just like, it's like, why the hell is this? Is this a ball game?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be this, but I think it would be a great, great sign if they score over 40 points like you're predicting them to.
Mm-hmm.
I think A&M is going to win this game and win it comfortably, but I don't know if they are built to win by a wide margin, particularly if they're going to be running the football like we just predicted they will. Because I'm right there with you. I think they run the ball very, very well. We'll see how early and often they ask Marcel Reed to push the ball down the field. That may be a more of a week two thing. I don't know. But give me A&M 38. Give me UTSA 17. I think UTSA has some success because I think A&M is on their defense is still a little bit in transition.
Yeah.
If this was 4 or 5 weeks into the season, I think A&M would kick their ass. But I think they'll find some success bringing all these guys back. I really got a lot of respect for Jeff Traylor, the UTSA coach. They may even have, I don't want to say a lead, but they may only be down by 14 points at one point in this game. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it'll be one of those where A&M pulls.
So this is your close cupcake game?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Mine's Vanderbilt, but we'll go with yours.
So I like UTSA to cover, but again, the spread's 23.5.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. How about this one? I don't know what to make. I'm a little nervous, Shane. Mississippi State on the road at Southern Miss. Mississippi State, a 13.5 point favorite, over under 61.5 total points. Noon Eastern on ESPN, right after College Game Day, Shane. Mississippi State's got 65 new players. Southern Miss got 70 new players. I mean, good night. Good luck predicting this game. I think it will be fun, but I literally have no idea who's going to win this one.
I do. Mississippi State. And I really do think that this is going to be a fun game. This may be the most exciting game to watch in the SEC this weekend. It's going to be like a MAC game, you know, MAC-tion, baby. We're going to have it here with these two football teams. I'm not expecting a lot of defense, but I'm expecting a lot of offense. And, I feel like you are going to start feeling a little bit better about Lebby year two after this one. You know, most people aren't going to be watching it, but you're going to see something in this game, Mike, and you're going to say, hey, maybe we were wrong. Maybe there are a couple of SEC teams that should be on alert, not Tennessee Vols, this coming season. So give me Mississippi State 49, Southern Miss 28. Lot of offense.
That's like every possession somebody scores.
It's gonna. I'm telling you, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be electric.
So Southern Miss, you know, again, this is the team that they basically just marshal that transfer down.
Yeah.
Their quarterback was named preseason player of the year. He's never even played in the conference. You know what I mean? So Southern Miss got some talent now, but they ain't got any SEC talent. At least not yet. They may prove themselves to be that, and they'll be in the SEC next year, transfer-wise. But, I hope you're right, Shane. Again, 70 new players essentially on each team. Don't know what in the world to make of either one of these teams. I'd love to see Mississippi State show a pulse. But the one thing I am confident about is Jeff Lebby. He knows what the hell he's doing when it comes to play calling and coaching quarterbacks. He proved that last year. He proved it the year before. It was the last time Oklahoma looked good on offense was Jeff Lebby was a coordinator. So give me the fighting Lebbies. I'm right there with you, but not nearly as wide as you say. Give me Mississippi State 35. Give me Southern Miss 20. So I got a 15-point game. So I even like State to cover.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of... I'm trying to be nice to them after being so mean to them last year, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't pander, Mike.
We got to give them something, Shane. Looks like we might have to give Kentucky something here, Shane. Toledo at Kentucky. Kentucky, 11.5 point favorite. This thing's gone back and forth. I mean, it was 7 points, it was 8 points. Now it's 11.5 as of today. Over under 47.5. This is another early one, 12:45 Eastern on the SEC Network. Who's winning this one, Shane?
Well, Mike, yeah, I know everybody's thinking Shane's going to go 16-0, just like the title says, but there's got to be an upset somewhere, right? And I feel like there's going to be some upset fans up there in Lexington that they didn't beat this team by more. Come on, give me Kentucky, 24, Toledo 21. Not super confident. Not quite Morristown Honda, but I do think that this is a close football game, and it's going to come down to which team makes the most mistakes. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that it's not the Wildcats.
I mean, is it kind of sad that if Kentucky wins, we'll be like, damn, they pulled an upset?
Well, it's kind of sad that if Kentucky loses, we won't have emergency podcast, you know? That's where we're at. That's the state of this program right now.
We may have to do it if they win. Yeah, because Toledo, preseason pick to win the MAC. Their quarterback, Tucker Gleason, Shane, he's got 4,000, over 4,000 career yards, 36 career touchdowns. I mean, this is a team here. Now, Kentucky's got to establish the ground game. They got to get after it. I want to see what they are on defense. We sit here and laugh. Who knows? There should not be a team in the Southeastern Conference that's more pissed off than Kentucky coming into this damn season, the way last year ended, the way people like you and I are laughing at them here. Kentucky, come out here and win this game. Otherwise, you're dead to me. Give me Kentucky 28, Toledo 27, Morristown Honda. Not very confident in it, but I think the Wildcats get it done here.
Oof.
You know another team that better get it done, Shane?
Who's that?
Alabama going on the road. 13.5 point favorite at Florida State, Shane. Over under 50.5 total points. This is Saturday, 3:30 Eastern time on ABC. Florida State went 2-10 last year, Shane. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah. And
how about this? I looked this up. Shane, this man, Kalen DeBoer, year two, his team's takeoff, baby. Sioux Falls, year two, 14-0. Year two, Fresno State, 9-3. Year two, Washington, 14-1. Year two, Bama, 17-0. What say you?
I say this is a big year for the Tide, man. And I know Florida State, all that, that's what I love. I love shit talking, but then I love when it's another team and it gives you ammunition. Alabama has a ton of ammunition. Obviously, the bad news, they did get hit with the injury bug. There's a few that will not be suiting up for this game. But there is a handful of teams, and I'm talking a small handful of teams, that are as talented and as deep as Alabama is. This will not be a problem. Alabama's going to go down there. They're going to smoke them. Give me Tide 35, Florida State 17.
35-17.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
this offense is going to be so bad, nobody's going to want Malzahn after it. You know, there's
I think you were already there. You know? When you go Auburn, Central Florida, coordinator, yeah. In 1 year, he'll be back in high school in Arkansas, if I had to guess. But, yeah, I like a lot of what you had to say, Shane. Really, really curious to see this defense. So, because I've been hyping it up. They, quite honestly, they were not great at times last year.
Yeah.
But they're bringing virtually everybody back. Year two should be huge. I love the cockiness and the confidence of their new offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb. I'm dying to see what Ty Simpson looks like. You know, he's been doubted all offseason. Having to open on the road is interesting for a first-year Alabama quarterback. Bama has not lost to an ACC team in a regular season, Shane, since 2008. It ain't going to happen here either, baby. Mm-mm. John Mateer, lock of the week. Alabama 35, Florida State 14. Two touchdowns ain't even enough. I don't think they're going to blow their doors off here.
Absolutely. No, it's just, I'm glad you did this one early, right? This should be penciled in there. This is a game that the Tide really has to have, but it's also one the SEC needs, man. We absolutely need this, because the last thing I want to hear is why Florida State deserves a shot in the college football playoffs at the end of the year.
Maybe FCS playoff. All right, how about your boy, Shay Tennessee, playing Syracuse in Atlanta? Vols favored by 13.5 points, over under 50.5, Saturday, noon, Eastern, ABC. Both these teams, Shane, went 10-3 last season. Syracuse, 10-1 in their last 11 openers. But Josh Heupel, undefeated in openers, 7-0. He's outscored his opponents 382-70 in openers. Who wins this opener?
Do you even have to ask, Mike, right? We haven't even had the John Mateer lock over here, but I've got No, I'm not going to lock him. Tennessee Vols. Never, especially week one. There's a little piece of me, that battered Vol, you know, that's just thinking, what if? But I do feel like talent-wise, when you just look at pure talent, not just the quarterback, not just the offensive line, not just the wide receivers, but as an overall picture here, one team plays another team. Just like when you're in high school or middle school, you know, and you're playing dodgeball. You could watch a dodgeball and you say, hey, this team's going to win. Because they're talented, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. That's the Tennessee Vols in this football game, Mike. So I have no doubt in my mind the Vols will come out here victorious. But I do feel like there's going to be a couple of bumps and bruises. There's going to be a little, there's a couple mistakes early out of the gate. Maybe, you know, it's going to take a moment. It's going to take some time to get this Tennessee team right. But when you got this elite defense backing you up, bailing you out, Vols going to be fine. So give me Tennessee 35. Syracuse 13.
Ooh, buddy. You know, there's a lot of discussion, Shane, about how much Tennessee lost, particularly on the offensive side of the football this offseason. And then, which that's accurate. That's something we've talked about. But then they just blow past. Oh, Syracuse got two starters back on offense, three starters on deep. It's not like they're going against the 85 Bears over here. They're going. And I think Fran Brown is a really good coach. Hell, I think he might be an SEC coach. He's so good one day, but it ain't going to be today. You know, he's a ways off from that. Meanwhile, we got Josh Heupel. He's doing such a good job. Just went to the playoff, just got an extension, just flipped the number one receiver in the country. Shout out Tristan Keys. I mean, Tennessee is got it rolling. And these are two different programs. Mm-hmm. One that's in its infancy. One that is trying to become an annual national championship contender. I mean, this is two completely different operations here. So I think all the disrespect Tennessee's getting, yes, Tennessee's young, but they're very, very talented and a lot of homegrown talent. This is not a, you know, I think that is something that's getting lost in a lot of these teams, Shane. I've been trying to note it as we're going along here. 70 transfers, 30 transfers, 40. I don't think that's a position you want to be in. I think you'd much rather have everybody seemingly on your roster for two or three or 4 years. Yeah. And that's the position Tennessee finds themselves in. So I think Tennessee is very, very underrated. I'm right there with you. I'm not going as crazy as you are. I'm going Tennessee 30, Syracuse 13. Tennessee wins. Tennessee covers. Easy win here, I think, for the Vols.
Oh, and a little extra icing on the cake. Got to give a shout out to Cousin ACV, gifting an SEC podcast membership to Matt Beard Blog. Matt Beard,
welcome
to the family. Courtesy of ACV.
Yeah. All right. How about let's stay in Atlanta, Shane?
Yeah.
I know this is a Sunday game, but shout out Virginia Tech playing South Carolina and them Gamecocks, Shane, favored by 7.5 points. Again, in Atlanta, 51.5 is the over-under. Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern, ESPN. Who wins this one in the Beamer Bowl?
Oh, man, what a football game, right? What a damn football game this will be. A lot riding on it, especially in the Beamer household. But, you know, one of the things that stands out to me here, man, is it's a popular pick, right? It's a popular pick for a close football game. It's a popular pick for a potential upset. How many times have I heard South Carolina got lucky last year? You know, South Carolina cannot replace the talent they put in the NFL. I think it's bullshit, man. We're talking to Cole there at SEC Media. He goes, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how Beamer does it. He goes out here. He finds talent. He creates talent. This is a program that I feel like is not on a seesaw. This is a program that is on a rise, and this is a program that is going to show people week one that they are not going anywhere. Shit, they got the best quarterback in the country, so that's why I'm locking this one down, Mike. John Mateer, lock of the week, goes to South Carolina 42, Virginia Tech 20. This game is never close.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, Shane. because I think it's going to be close as hell. So I'm a lot more confident now in this prediction. But, you know, all the nice things you can say about Beamer, and I would never disrespect his wife's desserts, cookies, whatever the hell that was. If she wants to give us cookies, we'll take them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But the one thing you can say, fair or not, is old Beamer's teams, I don't understand it, but they start slow. I think they're going to start slow too. I mean, again, this is a program. I don't know if they have earned the benefit of the doubt. Their fans think they have.
Yeah.
And their fans take exception to anybody questioning whether they can replace all these great players. And I'm not saying they can't, but I'm saying they got to prove it to me, Shane. I think this Beamer Bowl, I think this is a Virginia Tech team too, that they've blown up their coaching staff. They're bringing back a really good quarterback themselves. He's largely inconsistent, but he is a good player.
Yeah.
I think this could be a dangerous, dangerous game. South Carolina, nationally televised. Give me the Cox. But I like Virginia Tech, Shane, to cover. Give me Carolina 28, Virginia Tech 24.
a lot of cousins out here. I tell you what, they're getting fired up, right? They are getting fired up. I know there's some South Carolina fans upset, but that was last year, right? That was the year before. You know,
and the year before.
Right, yeah, but this is a new year. And I'm telling you, I feel like I'm about to go on a streak here.
Okay, well, speaking of going on a streak, Shane, how about them Auburn Tigers tomorrow night? We're doing a watch-along. Don't forget, we're going to be watching the game with you guys. Auburn favored by 2.5 points at Baylor, over under 59.5 total points. Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern on Fox. Shane, who's winning the Hugh Freeze Bowl?
Going to be a great game, Mike. And, there's a couple of things going on with this game. You mentioned a couple of injuries. I don't think that's a big deal. I really don't. It's similar to what I was saying about Tennessee. I feel like this is a more talented roster than Baylor, okay? You worry about your boy Hugh Freeze, and how I see this game playing out is like you clearly see Auburn as the better team, but for some reason Baylor sticks around. You know, that's just kind of what it feels like. So I feel like this is a 3-point game till it's not. Give me Auburn getting the last score here. 34, Baylor 24, Hugh Freeze, first step to making the college football playoffs.
AJ and SC says, I'm going on Beamer's wall. Oh, buddy, first step to making a playoff, huh?
Yeah.
In what sport?
Basketball. Stop. What was that? I'd like somebody claimed the weather. That was funny. Auburn claimed a thunderstorm or something.
Yeah. Well, hey, last I checked, Shane, Baylor's got themselves one hell of a quarterback, Sawyer Robertson. Hell, half the SEC wanted this guy in the last portal. Tennessee tried to get him as well. Baylor got red hot at the tail end of last season. They got offensive coordinator Jake Spavital. He spent some time at Texas A&M, yeah. So he knows this league too. Man, I don't know if there's a program that's got more pressure on them in the SEC than old Auburn. Friday night, nationally televised. You got to win this one. If you don't, buddy, I'll already be live, but I'll be firing up in a special emergency Fire Hugh Freeze podcast if Auburn loses this one, Shane. So I can't wait for it. This is personally the game I'm most excited about. Give me Auburn 24, Baylor 28. Baylor's pulling the upset, Shane, taking down old Hugh Freeze.
Ain't happening.
In spectacular fashion.
Ain't happening. God, I wish there was some bet we could do, because I'm telling you, if the bet wasn't so close, I can't really do a side bet because this is going to be a close football game. I just told you, I feel like it's going to be like a seesaw, a three game here, 7-point here. It's going to be back and forth. I just feel like Auburn late is going to pull away here.
Okay. How about LSU, Shane, on the road at Clemson? What a showdown. Clemson favored 4.5 points, over under 57.5. Saturday night, 7:30 Eastern, ABC. What a spectacle. This could be the best game of the day.
How many years has Brian Kelly lost the first game?
Every year. Since 21.
Yeah, what is that? Three in a row now, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody loses four, do they? No. Find me one coach. I'm sure he's out there, but not in LSU, not in an LSU uniform. I feel like LSU is going to go up here and not only get the Heisman talk going with Nuss, not only get the college football playoff talk with this dominant performance they're going to have with Clemson. Yeah. That's the only problem I have with this football game is we're going to walk away thinking about how great LSU is instead of how shitty Clemson is. Clemson gets their ass kicked here. Give me LSU 30, Clemson 20.
Well, I guess 10 points is an ass kicking, I guess.
We're talking, okay, I'll give you 30-20, but
they're going to get their ass kicked. They're going to lose by a touchdown.
All right, maybe I'm not super confident, and I'm trying to will it to existence, Mike. But, absolutely. The thing with me, Mike, is, okay, maybe the scoreboard didn't show it, but when you're watching this football game, I don't believe there's a moment in this game you feel like Clemson is hanging in there. You know, right. I feel like they're praying for a miracle to get back into the game late. So, and maybe that's what they do. They get a last score and you're like, oh, well, maybe if they get this onside kick, top situation.
Well, see, honestly, that's how I feel about LSU.
Yeah.
You know, I shout out one of the cousins just said it in the comments, like, they're overrated, Nuss bandwagon, too many picks. Like, LSU's got to prove it to me.
Yeah.
And this, I'm not even saying that like Clemson's like God's gift to football. I don't think they are. But this is, I think, the most challenging of openers that LSU's faced.
Yeah.
Now maybe this is the best LSU overall that under Brian Kelly, maybe. But that's really not saying a whole lot. So I don't know, Shane. I'm not picking LSU to win this game. Mm-hmm. They got to go out there. They got to do it. And hell, just because you lose this one on the road at Clemson, if you even do, it doesn't eliminate you from anything. That's the beauty of the 12-team model. So, yeah, I like LSU to lose by 10. Give me Clemson 30, LSU 20. I'm reversing your score.
No respect. No respect.
Final one here, Shane. Big game here. Texas, mighty Texas. Number one, number two at Ohio State. Ohio State Buckeyes favored by 1.5 points, over under 47.5. Saturday, noon Eastern on Fox. Who's winning?
Who's winning? The orange team's winning. Give me Texas, Mike. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing. I feel like this is going to be not a mistake-free game. I believe there's going to be some mistakes early in this one. Maybe it's a less of evils. If Ohio State makes more mistakes, Texas wins, right? If Texas makes more mistakes, then Ohio State barely loses. That's what I think happens. Texas makes a few mistakes. I don't feel like we walk away here saying Arch Manning's going to win a Heisman. It's going to be a tough game. It's a hell of a season opener, but I feel like the better team will prevail. Morristown Honda, Texas 28, Ohio State 27.
Ooh, the less evils. I like that.
Well, I'm not referencing the teams. I was talking about mistakes on the football field. But Ohio State is an evil program.
Right. Well, here's one thing I really like about Texas. I've been thinking about this all offseason. Yeah. I like the continuity of the coaching staff compared to Ohio State. I think that's a major, major edge for Texas in his football game. I really do think Ohio State's quarterback, Julian Sain, is going to be good. He was the last quarterback signee by one Nick Saban. He was going to be the next great Alabama quarterback. Saban was on a real roll there picking quarterbacks. So I think this is going to be one hell of a duel when it comes to quarterbacks. I don't know how much success Texas is going to have corralling some of these great Ohio State receivers. So I do think it's going to be a nice back and forth type game. Not that those guys had their way by any means with Texas last time, but This is a little bit different of a Texas team. This is quite frankly, it's a very different Ohio State. So,
yeah.
I like everything you said there. I think the wrong team's favored in this one, Shane. Give me Texas. Give me Texas 26, Ohio State 21. I think this could be an all-time classic, and I think it will go down to the wire. And even if Texas somehow, some way loses, I think they'll still have a top two or three team because, hell, you're opening on the road at number two. I mean, hell, this is going to be one hell of a game.
Cotton super chat. It's 6:29 and OU still sucks. We're talking about Ohio State. They're like, just remind us that that Oklahoma sucks. But hey, brother, I am pumped up. I am absolutely pumped up for some college football. I'm going to be glued to TV. We're going to be sure to have those notifications on because if anything crazy does happen, we will be jumping on to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Anything else before we go watch some SEC football?
Don't forget, we got SEC hangover in the morning, so we'll talk about which quarterback should have started for this Mizzou game. But no, I'm ready for it. We've been waiting all year for it.
Oh, wait. We forgot JR's picks here. I got them here. So JR likes Missouri to beat Central Arkansas 45-10. Auburn to beat Baylor 34-17. How dare you, JR? Texas. He's got Texas beating Ohio State 27-24. He's got Tennessee. Close one, Shane. 28-21 over Syracuse. Mississippi State 52. Southern Miss 17. Ass whooping right there. He's got Kentucky beating Toledo 20-17. He's got Georgia whooping the hell out of Marshall 48-6. Bama whipping Florida State 45-21. Arkansas beating Alabama A&M 38-10. Oklahoma 35, Illinois State 3. He's got Florida beating Long Island 63-10. A&M beating UTSA 42-17. Vandy beating Charleston 34-12. LSU losing Clemson 31, LSU 24. Ole Miss 52, Georgia State 10, and South Carolina 31, Virginia Tech 17. So 15-1. For the SEC, according to Cousin JR. I am keeping track of all these, and we will share the results of who's doing the best on Sunday.
Absolutely, and we are going to start a new stream right after this. So if you guys want to hang out, drink some cold beer, and watch this Mizzou game with us, be sure to tune in. JP, appreciate you putting the list together. Today's shout-out goes to Cousin JR, Stephen Up, Josh Weaver, Alex Rivera, Stringer Films, ACV, Crazy Cheese Whiz, Forrest Whittle, Mo Drinking. If I missed anyone, be sure to get them on the replay.
Here's $5 for you, Shane, for Cousin Shane the ball knower. Go Tigers.
All right, man, let's watch this football game. Have a great weekend if we don't see you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.